USA Radio News.
Two people are dead and three are in critical condition from a series of stabbings outside a Las Vegas casino.
Our officers immediately responded, and with the help of security partners, were able to take the suspect into custody very quickly, and we were also able to start rendering aid to multiple victims.
The stabbing appears to have been unprovoked. President Biden announces pardons for thousands convicted of federal marijuana possession.
No one should be in jail just for using or possessing marijuana. And criminal records for marijuana possession have led to needless barriers to employment, to housing, to educational opportunities.
The president's action applies to everybody who has a conviction on that charge at the federal level. According to the U.S. Sentencing Commission, only 92 people were sentenced for marijuana possession in the federal system in 2017. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Federal agents have collected the necessary evidence needed to bring charges against President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. This is according to reports from the New York Post. Hunter could be charged with tax crimes and a false statement related to a gun purchase. The decision is being left up to the Justice Department as agents have reportedly assembled a criminal case against Hunter Biden. The Justice Department, FBI, and IRS have all declined to confirm the matter. A New York federal judge has temporarily halted parts of the state's new gun law that required social media account review for gun owners and made it a felony crime to carry guns in several public and private places. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Congressional Committee examining the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has announced its next hearing. It will be scheduled for Thursday, October 13th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It was originally expected to be live streamed on September 28th, but was postponed due to Hurricane Ian. Since the last publicly aired meeting in July, the committee has heard from the likes of former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
A Connecticut jury is expected to hear closing arguments in a defamation trial against podcaster Alex Jones. Mr. Jones declined to take the stand in his own defense Wednesday in a second defamation trial over his Sandy Hook comments after the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The 6-person jury could begin deliberations by the end of the day. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
4,200 law school applicants received an acceptance letter from Northeastern University, the Massachusetts, who didn't get in. The school quickly realized its mistake and sent another round of emails to prospective students explaining that administration decisions are not finalized until later in the academic year. Officials at the Boston school say it was a technical error. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.